wanted to ask you also, this lady was diagnosed with T790 disease based on a plasma assay, as a lot of people are nowadays. And I'm kind of curious what you would have done or how you would have thought it through if she had been T790 negative. And particularly, I'm interested, and I don't know if this applies to her, in the situation where it's still going to be difficult to get tissue. Is there a way to make this determination without, you know, say somebody has some bone mets or something, patient's older, et cetera? Is there a way to just rule out T790 purely using plasma?
The plasma is a good initial step that we use in our algorithm. The current assays are quite sensitive for T790, and the sensitivity of these assays range anywhere from 50 to 85% across studies. So if you did a plasma test and you detected it, that's enough evidence to proceed with therapy with osimertinib. But if the plasma test was negative, I would still have tried to get a biopsy of one of the pulmonary nodules for this patient, because there is a 15 to 30% chance you missed that T790 on the plasma. Now, if you had no disease to biopsy and the patient only had bone-only disease, that is a bit of a problem, because if the plasma is negative in those patients, you are left with a bone biopsy, which does not provide you with material that's conducive for genetic testing. I would still try to test it. I wouldn't completely shy away from testing it before I make my treatment decision.
So, I mean, I guess I don't know if you could actually access it, but theoretically you could do sort of empiric osimertinib. But the other thing I've heard about, I think it was Heather Wakely actually in an interview for this series, is in the T790 patients to see in the plasma if the mutation is detected. And that if it's not there, you know, the basic EGFR mutation, then you're less confident. If you see it there, more confident. I hadn't heard that before. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I have heard that theory. In other words, if your EGFR mutation is present, then you are detecting something coming out of the tumor. And when you don't see T790, it's more likely to be a true negative, as opposed to a plasma test that does not detect any mutation at all. And again, I think that's perhaps one possible way to get to the answer. But these mutations are present in much smaller frequency of tumor cells, and therefore, it's not a foolproof way to say whether you have a right negative or a false negative.